Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Kufi Yedayin. Begin on the base. We give him a taste of Masel. It begins where the Gemara had the Tanya. This is within the Brisa. Nishbalei Chavis Berish Gagoy. If the barrel breaks at the on the top of somebody's roof, Tristan explained that why didn't Abaye ask my Mishnah later on, and that Abaye asked on Rava that if the reason why you're not allowed to save in the fire only three meals is because someone's going to be overcome and is going to come to put out the fire. So why does the Brisa say if someone has a barrel break on the top of the roof, he's allowed to save only in one vessel, can't bring more? What's the problem? So that when we see that even when there's no concern of putting out a fire, we still don't permit more. So Hikshar of Pyrus, he asked, "Am I Lord Parker Masin Rish Chavis? Why don't you ask for Mishnah? Why ask for Brice? The Mishnah later on, the Kumim Gimon Bezit Dam that learns the Mishnah Chavish and Ishbra, the barrel breaks, Matsimim and the Muslim Shalash, you're allowed to save only 3 mils worth. If you want, you can tell others, come and save yourself a Bavachal Yisbrak as long as he doesn't sponge it up himself." So we see that even when there's no reason of putting out a fire, it's still forbidden to save. So he could have asked for a mission, not a brisa. But Tirz Rappayus answers, says, no. Regarding that mission, one could have said, that's the more the barrel is in the caramelist. The Cheshin Shemiyabakli, Dalaramas, Bakamas. Of course, it makes sense if you're going to bring vessels. You might come to be carrying Dalaramas in the caramelist. Of the half brisa of the brisa that Abaye is bringing, Ketanim Hedberish Gag, it says on top of the roof. On the roof, that there's no reason to presume any carrying. The Gemara ultimately does say, but it's in the person's chatzar, and therefore that's Rishus Yach, and therefore that's what the Abaye's question is. Hey, how come over there you can't say that's more than 3 mils worth? Retards, he gives a different answer. He says, the Hasan Mari Kishnishbach Yan La'aretz. There, the Mishnah later on is talking about where the wine spilled onto the ground. The Hashina Shemisbach, where the concern is that he might come to sponge it from the ground. So therefore, they didn't permit him to go ahead and take more than 3 mils worth. That's understood. But in the Brice is no concern of Yisbeg because it's still dripping from the roof and you're just coming to catch it. That was a biased question. Why would that be problematic? Now, Omer Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbein Tam, he says, Adavka Nishvu Lechavis, this whole halacha that we're quoting here in the Tzidim Maskel from the Gemara, is if the barrel broke. Avonistika Ba'isa Tif Tif, but let's say just cracked and it's dripping out, then yes, Mutla Lehebi Kel Mekli B'Tav, then actually you could bring vessel to catch and to put it near the roof. Because they in the bowl, Kokach Lehebi Kel Mekli B'Tav, the whole concern, like the Gemara ultimately answers, because you can be overcome and you might come to bring the vessels to the B'Shaz Rab. If it's just dripping slowly, you're not going to be such in a state of disarray, Kamai Kishanish, but like when it breaks, and then actually would be permitted to do this thing of bringing the more vessels to catch the wine. Next says the master begins with the Gemara Kliachavi Yiklit to bring another vessel to catch it, Kliachavi Tzav, another vessel to bring it near the roof, which says can explain that, yeah, there's a greater Chiddush for the next thing of Mitzarf, which we said you can't do either one of them when the barrel breaks in the roof. So Aymar Rida says, Dezu Avzugtani, this and this we're teaching, meaning Loimavoy Likli, we don't have to tell you that you're not allowed to go ahead and bring another vessel on the bottom, the Mikkush Mitzel. It's obvious, it's recognizable that you're coming to save the wine, the Asa that's forbidden, Ilafil Tzarf, even to just put the bowl on the top of it, it doesn't look so obvious that you're coming to save. Still, there's a chidur coming to tell you that's us is going to be forbidden again because the problem is you might become bala mamaynai, and either one, you're still going to be concerned that he might carry in Rishus Rabim to bring more vessels to save. The next stage, the master begins with words of Gemara. Hitzlapas nekiyah. Someone saved refined bread, so leatzlapas hadras, so he can't save coarse bread, which Tisha explains that there's a parallel for this halacha. Which Aymeri, he says, Kisha offer be yamtim shal pesach. When someone's baking on the yamtim pesach, matzis, misos, nekia, matzis from refined bread, sheyesh loy dai letzarach yamtim, where he has sufficient for the needs of yamtim. So, ainoy fenachrein pashal dra, you're not allowed to bake afterwards coarse type of, unrefined types of bread, because you're only allowed to bake for tzarach yamtim. And you can't say, oh, I want that, because refined is better. You want to make a larger quantity, first make that which is sufficient from the unrefined, then you make the refined one, and then you'll be able to have a larger quantity of matzahs for yamtim. The masal says, begins towards the Gemara, but Leimah Shabbos Yom Kippurim, not from Shabbos Yom Kippurim. What would be the havamina that you're able to make for Yom Kippurim? That is, the Brisa said, you're allowed to save on Yom Kippurim for the food for Shabbos the following day, but not from Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Now, the difficulty obviously is, what are you talking about saving for Shabbos Yom Kippurim? You don't eat on Yom Kippurim. So, basically, according to Rashi explains, the matzah Yom Kippurim means for after Yom Kippurim. And that's the statement from Tem, if you're going to say, well, Pshita, obviously, the Chol Gamahu, matzah Yom Kippurim is a weekday. Why would that be any different than you can't prepare from Shabbos to matzah Shabbos to make for Shabbos for Sunday night, which is matzah Yom Kippurim? And that's the stage of Yeshua. Yeah, what you could say is the mitzvah lecha, matzah Yom Kippurim. No, it's not just like a regular weekday. There's a mitzvah to eat after Yom Kippurim, get the personal, like we explained. Daf Kavidal in the base, which is brought like from the Python, a type of a poem that is it's a yom tiv to eat on Matzah Yom Kippurim. And therefore, you would have thought that actually would be more lenient. Over additionally, you could say lefisha sana, since they fasted, mutu yaisi would be actually be more permitted than just a regular weekday of a Matzah Shabbos. Or Yinami, a third approach, Tisha actually says, no, Yom Kippurim, Atzim Kippurim. Actually, we're not talking about for Matzah Yom Kippur, like Rashi says. We can't prepare from Shabbos Yom Kippur itself. But what do you mean? Tonight is to feed the children. That was saying you cannot save on Shabbos for the next day, Yom Kippurim, which there are those who are eating, which are children, that you cannot save. The next says, not the words of Gemara, but Tanu Rabbi Shmuel learned the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, Komalach the Moedalei Sasu. Tanu come to explain why we're learning from a pasuk relating to Yom Tov, and not from a pasuk regarding Shabbos. And that's because we said this halachim that when you're saving the meals, you have to do it in a like with a knife, not with this special spatula of the mag. Gemara says, why do you have to switch? It says in the pasuk, Komalach the Moedalei Sasu, which that excludes your Diyas HaPas, which is not a malach, it's just chachma. So Tais is bothered. He says, "Mentem, you're going to say, but my mice crowed the chomal zabayda. Why bring this pasuk of chomal zabayda? Dixav gavi yamtiv. That's in coming of yamtiv. Hafel b'Shabbes. But even on Shabbos, dixav leisasa malachas tam. It doesn't say the word abayda, but leisav abayda. Shari lit kevel. There's not Torah. You're allowed to blow the shayfer. You're allowed to go ahead and take down the bread. Because mashmach, like it sounds like abayda. Ah, Shabbos mice. We're bringing the context of Shabbos, not regarding yamtiv. So why bring only the pasuk of yamtiv? Perush Rabbi Nishmoy says, you're right. The girls chomalacha leisasa. He changes the gears. So he says, takes out the word abayda. But Rashi Mefarash, he actually explained, no, the Olam Kamalach Zavayda Imit Tekiyah V'Ridiyah. It's actually from there, from that pasuk, they were excluding blowing the shofar, taking on the bread, which that's not an avayda. It's just a chachma, and therefore you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. For Shabbos, Yalpin Yom Tov, and although our context we bring regarding Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos learn from Yom Tov because the Ein Ben Yom Tov Shabbos Eichel Nefesh Levad. The permissibilities of Yom Tov apply to Shabbos. The only difference is Eichel Nefesh food preparation, which is permitted on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos, because if Achas Eichel Chol Nefesh and Shmoyis Yibes, and therefore this, which has nothing to do with Eichel Nefesh. So that heter that says regarding Yom Tov, we could apply it to the heter of Shabbos too. So the next stage of the matzah begins the words of Gemara Sheichach Mevein Malacha, because it's just it's an art and it's not actual work. Tais explained what is the Gemara's question, which the Gemara was asking. He said, "What do you have to take it on the Marda?" Like we said, "What do you mean? It's only Lisasiko Malacha. This is not a Malacha, so why should it be forbidden to take it on the Marda?" So Tais explains what the Gemara is saying is Kivin Demerai Sachari. So since biblically it's permitted to take it down the Radias Apaz. Now Avigav Rabban Nasir that you read, although rabbinically it's forbidden. Kedam Rish Hashanah, like the Gemara says, Rish Hashanah Lam Negim Alav, that we find Eim Akvin as a Tanegis Melitkaya. You don't stop the children from blowing on Rish Hashanah. But the women we do stop because, yeah, although it's a chachma and it's not a malacha, but rabbinically it is forbidden. But the Gemara's question is, but here we should have permitted to do it in the normal way because of the necessity of the three meals. Just like we permit the children to blow, we should permit over here for the necessity of the three suddis. And then that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara only says, yeah, still, you still have to change as much as possible. But that was the Gemara's question. Since chachma made a malacha, although rabbinically it's forbidden, we should be able to do it and take it down for the three suddis without doing it in a different type of a way with the knife and not the marda.